Jessica, in California, a judge just ordering a 20-year-old former college student to stand trial for the deadly attack in a San Diego synagogue earlier this year that killed one woman, injuring three people. America is listening to Fox News.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock includes the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Act now, and for a limited time, get 30% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS for 30% off. Offer expires October 6th, so don't wait. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
U.S. slapping new sanctions on Iran's central bank.
With what's happening, maybe they want to keep going at it. And when they go at it with us, there's no way they win. No way they win in any way or in any capacity.
President Trump still not ruling out military action, but also saying he doesn't want it. He'll meet with his National Security Council this afternoon.
Fox News has been told by U.S. officials that the president was given a list of potential military targets within Iran back at the beginning of the week. That list will be updated today. But the president, for the moment at least, appears to be comfortable showing restraint, that strength can be shown through restraint. He said that, you know, people thought that I was going to go into Iran in 2 minutes. And there was that time when it looked like we were going to attack Iran after they shot down that drone. And then the president called off the attack. Some people, though, with contrary opinions, say that was a signal to Iran that there were no serious consequences for any of its malign activities.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called attacks on Saudi oil plants an act of war, though Iran continues denying involvement. Indiana takes the lead after thousands of fetal remains were found in a late abortion doctor's home in Illinois.
Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill confirms that fetal remains found in late Dr. Ulrich Klopfer's home in Will County, Illinois.
2,246 lives.
Originated in Indiana, where the doctor ran several abortion clinics. Investigation now focusing on finding if others in connection to the doctor violated laws.
He certainly was problematic in life, and as it turns out, continues to present problems in his death.
Dr. Klopfer was suspended in 2016 for a series of violations, including performing an abortion on a 10-year-old child. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Again, stocks turning lower, oil prices slightly higher, still under $59 a barrel. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This coming Tuesday is National Voter Registration Day. We need volunteers to help register Republican voters next Tuesday on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. For further details, go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. Help save our beautiful state. Please join the fight. Volunteer to register voters this coming Tuesday, September 24th. Details at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, live and local now for a Friday, and that means Rico Aller, our buddy from Carson Insulation in northern Nevada, in Mound House, just down the road from his old digs. This is the big blue building in Mound House on 50 Highway East. Rico Aller joins us. I cannot tell you, this time last week I was getting set to fly to northern Nevada. I was so incredibly disappointed you were not there, but I know you were having fun and dealing with family. How'd it go?
It's going great. When the baby hasn't been born yet. My wife is with our daughter Katrina over in Sonora. We set up a place for them there so they could be close to the hospital. And I'm in San Andreas today, and we're just waiting. It could be any minute.
Wow! if you give me the high sign and you say I got to run, we'll all know that's what that means. One of the things that I thought was amazing, and you missed just an incredible Basque fry at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville, was the importance that the 2020 is going to make on our society, not just at the national level, but here in Nevada. Can you talk a little bit about what you think is at stake in 2020? You see these Democrat presidential wannabes. By the way, I know you're kind of in a funk because Bill de Blasio just dropped out, but I know somehow
somehow
I know you'll get over it.
I don't, you know, I was just depressed when I found out he dropped out because I was so rooting for him.
I know.
You know, isn't he a winner? That guy's a skunk. I'm glad. Well, anyway, I think it's looking to me like Elizabeth Warren is more and more likely to end up being the nominee, but you know, I pontificate and I don't know enough to have an opinion on some of these things, but it seems to me from what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing that she's the odds on favorite. What's at stake is our nation's future in every way. I mean, the Democrats, if we were to lose the presidency and a person like Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden or any of them that are running were to win, I think our gun rights would really, really be at stake. And that would be a horrible thing to lose our fundamental freedoms like that. So I think that's what's at stake. And, you know, just the next generation that's coming up is being educated in a way that is so anti-American. It's not just not American. It's anti-American. It's directly opposed to the founding principles of our nation. And I'm really fearful that that we're going the wrong direction in that way.
And every time I'm at your store, I see your kids, your grandkids. I mean, it's like a family operation. And I keep thinking these are the people that are going to be impacted most by what happens, over the course of the next 15 months. I mean, these are the people; their lives are going to be impacted directly, whether it be in higher taxes or less freedom. That's a little scary, you know, when you bring it down to family.
Yeah, it really is. I was talking to my brother, one of my brothers. I have five of them, but one of my brothers a couple days ago, and he was he moved away, far away to a new place, and his kids are all away from him. Now he doesn't see him, and he's all down the dumps, you know, alone. So I said, well, you know, why don't you pack up and go down and see him, you know? But I'm so lucky that my children are so close by, and I see them almost every single day, and some of my five kids, but I see them quite often, and I worry so much about my grandchildren and you and I are going to be dead by most of this really comes to pass. I mean, if this really happens and we really lose our country, you know, we're both old men, and we've lived a great life, and time is running out for us. But for those kids, boy, I'm going to fight till I die.
Yeah, no, that's the way I feel precisely. I've got a son who right now is in Pakistan with a group called Climbing for Christ, and they're doing mission work in Pakistan. And I think of the danger that he's in right now. And then I think of the danger we're in right now, today, with these now 19 presidential wannabes.
Right. Yeah, right here at home.
Yeah.
Right here at home.
That, to me, is as dangerous, maybe more dangerous than what my son's involved in.
Well, I tell you what, I'm really proud that you've got a son like that. That's just awesome that he's doing that kind of work. That's the real work that we should be doing on this planet.
It is the Lord. It is the Lord's work.
It is the Lord's work. I mean, it really truly is. And you know what we do in our own small ways, trying to live good quality lives where we're honorable people, we fulfill our obligations, we help people in need. You know, that's the Christian faith at work as well. But it's not the same as putting your life in physical danger, which your son is doing.
Yeah.
And I admire you for raising a man like that. I want to say something else about this. Here in America today, if you ask people like you and me and millions of others, people that are over 50 and have lived, you know, good lives and care about their country, what we're worried about today is a failure of our nation from within, an attack from within. That's what we're fighting today. 50 years ago, no one would have imagined this. No one would have imagined it because we were fearful of the outside world and having our nation destroyed by foreigners. And today, it's coming from right inside our own country, and that is such a scary thought to me.
I know you talked about the Second Amendment, and we had a story that came down just about this time yesterday that the gun manufacturer Colt, as in Colt 45, is not the malt liquor, but the weapons, that they are suspending, not ending, but they're suspending manufacture of the AR-15 and other similar civilian weapons. First of all, what do you make of this? Is this just a business decision? They're claiming it's a business decision, that the market is glutted.
It's a cowardly business decision. You know, Smith & Wesson did the same thing some years ago. I can't remember exactly what it was. They suspended manufacture, but they did the same thing for the same reasons. And I'm telling you what, they suffered. They suffered mightily for that decision from a financial standpoint, because gun owners are not like car owners. You know, we don't just switch brands. We don't just it's much more deeply set in our psyche. And when they make decisions like that, it affects how all people who buy those firearms are going to respond. You know, if Colt persists in this, I won't ever buy another Colt firearm as long as I live. I haven't bought a Smith & Wesson in 25 years because of that decision they made corporately.
And you can't and you can't even remember the weapon they suspended the manufacture of.
I don't remember right now.
Yeah.
But it pissed me off so much. I did, you know, I felt the same. I still to this day feel the same way about, and I'm an odd duck in this regard, but I still feel the same way about General Motors and Chrysler. I haven't bought a Chrysler General Motors vehicle in 15 years since the bank bailout and all that, and all the bailout of the car makers. Ford, however, did not take the bait. And Ford sales skyrocketed after that incident. And I've bought exclusively Fords ever since. And I'll live the rest of my life buying only Fords.
A principled consumer. I like that. I like that. Do you not buy, though, the notion that the market has been glutted not only by AR-15s, but other manufacturers who have glommed on to the technology and that are producing weapons that are very similar to the AR-15.
You know what? I need to back up and say that I need to know what the real reason is why they did it, why Colt did that, because it may be that it was truly purely a business decision based upon competition. If that's the case, I'm fine with it. But if it is based on a political consideration and the pressure that they're getting from the press and other sources, then I'll have a different opinion. But, you know, there are some really high-quality firearms being made today by competitors that essentially duplicate what other manufacturers in America have made. They're gun makers in Czechoslovakia, and there have always been great gun makers in Italy and Spain. And those guns come to America all the time, and they're high-quality firearms.
By the way, this is another Walmart story. But Walmart, the nation's number one retailer, will stop sales of e-cigarettes in the U.S. So, you know, they took a stand on guns and ammo about a month ago, and now they're taking a stand on the e-cigarettes. Stick around. More to do. one of the things that we like to do is we like to back stuff up with facts. We'll do that when it comes to the Colt decision. We'll bring you exactly why they decided to suspend. They say suspend. By the way, do you believe this is a suspension, or do you think this is an end in the production of the AR-15?
I don't know.
Okay.
They say suspension,
and suspension implies, whoa, in 6 months we could go back and start producing them again.
Sure, yeah.
We'll find out. We'll find out together. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We'll be right back. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You could even do it right now. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Rika Waller joining us, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House, the big blue building out on 50 Highway East. And he joins us every Friday, unless he's got family stuff, which I totally understand. I wanted to bring you the statement. This is CBS News reporting. Gunmaker Colt Manufacturing said Thursday it is temporarily halting production of rifles for the civilian market, including the popular AR-15. In a statement, Colt CEO Dennis Veyu said that the company is not permanently ending production of the semi-automatic weapon, but believes there is already an adequate supply of such rifles on the market. Quote, the fact of the matter is that over the last few years, the market for modern sporting rifles has experienced significant excess manufacturing capacity. So he says it's not permanent, but that there is a glut of the product. Do you believe that? I mean, you're in gun stores all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. It sounds like a convenient explanation for doing something political, however. I just don't know. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how they behave and what really happens in the market. We'll hear more about this over the next few days, I'm sure.
Colt, by the way, will instead, according to the statement by VU, the CEO, Colt will instead concentrate on fulfilling military and law enforcement contracts with its rifle manufacturing. Now, let me just ask you, what you know of business, will other manufacturers fill the breach?
Oh, yeah, you bet. They're gonna, as long as they can sell that product, they're going to manufacture that product, whatever it is. If they've got a market that's profitable, they're going to continue to do it, and as they should, absolutely as they should.
By the way, bottom of the hour, we're going to be hear from Tim Macy, a guy that you know very well, from Gun Owners of America. Can you talk a little bit about what they do? I mean, they are very much an activist organization in trying to preserve our Second Amendment freedoms. Have you had dealings with them, or do you know them?
Oh, intimately. I've been involved with them for 20-some years. Gun Owners of America is the real deal, and I'm going to offend a whole bunch of your listeners right now by saying the NRA is essentially a fundraising organization. That's what they do. The real work is done by Gun Owners of America and Gun Owners of California in the state of California. They're very active and all over the country, but they do the real work, and they're not out for press. They don't do they just don't do what the NRA does. I'm a life member of the NRA, and I've donated tons of money to them. And politically, I think they're essentially incompetent. I remember when I was running for office for Congress, they said I was their highest priority race in the nation, and they gave me a grand total of $5,000 in a multi-million dollar race, and then sent the orange card to the wrong district.
Oh no!
I'm telling you, they're really about talk, not about action. And if you want to be involved with an organization that is not a profit-making enterprise that does the work, you invest in Gun Owners of America, which I switched over many years ago, and the NRA will receive no money from me ever again. And, in the same year that I lost my race for Congress, they spent something like $30 million in the state of Missouri on an initiative that they lost by 25 points.
Oh, my God.
That was a fundraising opportunity for them, that thing in Missouri. And so they poured money into that because they were going to generate more money by doing it. It's I think it's the Wayne LaPierre Retirement Fund.
Maybe it is. I don't know, but that's interesting from a guy. And am I right? You are a contributor. You're a guy that you contribute to political campaigns and to 501c3s and c4s.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to continue to as long as I live. The Nevada Policy Research Institute is one of them. There are a lot of great organizations, great people who need our help. And I was on the side of the table where I was a contributor, people would come to me and ask. They're running for something or they have some cause. And I would
evaluate them and make a decision of whether I was going to donate or give money to them. And then for a long period of time, I was on the other side where I was the one asking, and I had no trouble doing it at all. I mean, it was not hard for me at all to ask people for money when I was running for office, because you're making a huge sacrifice in your own life when you do that. And now I'm back in the previous role again. I'm on the giving side. And it's just so important to first really find out who the people are, who the candidate is, and no better source of information in the world, in our country, than Gun Owners of America. You see who they are willing to support, and that's a good person, because they won't spend their money frivolously. When they give money to a candidate, they believe that candidate can win, or they won't do it. And Tim Massey is the best there is in the business in terms of vetting candidates and getting good ones.
By the way, you mentioned NPRI. They just had their 28th anniversary dinner. Dennis Prager spoke, and I was at the dinner earlier this week, and it was phenomenal. Dennis Prager is an amazing, amazing individual. Yeah,
another thing I had to miss. Darn it.
I know. You're
I'm
on
not going to miss it next
you're
year.
You're on baby watch. I hope
my
so.
My kids got to quit having all these babies.
I'll even provide you the ticket. I'll even buy you the ticket. That's the sort of guy I am. Hey, always good, man. We will just keep track of a baby watch, and we'll know if you're going to be with us next Friday.
You betcha. Thanks, Kevin. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House, the big blue building. You can't miss it out on 50 Highway East. In fact, I drove by there last weekend just to make sure it was still there, and it is. Unbelievable. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Fox Business Network. On Wall Street, the major average is turning negative on the news that the Montana Farm Bureau says a Chinese delegation canceled a farm visit. Today's moves come as deputy trade negotiators from the U.S. and China are resuming talks in Washington, which are expected to help lay the groundwork for high-level negotiations early next month. And Walmart is the latest retailer to say no to e-cigarettes, sending an internal memo to its staff today saying the retailer will discontinue the sale of e-cigarettes and electronic nicotine delivery products at its U.S. stores. The retailer said growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity and uncertainty were behind its decision, according to Reuters. And JCPenney is reporting to be preparing for talks with its creditors on ways it can ease its debt load, buying the retailer some time ahead of the critical holiday shopping season. This according to Bloomberg, saying a bankruptcy filing isn't expected to be the focus of the planned debt talks. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. More economic punishment for Iran.
We are at a level of sanction that is far greater than ever before with respect to Iran.
President Trump imposing new sanctions following the attack on Saudi Arabia, this as the Pentagon compiles a list of military targets.
Most people thought I would go in within 2 seconds, but plenty of time.
Central Peters out.
I feel that people want progressive change. They want to focus on the needs of working people. The message resonated real well. I wish I had more time. I wish I had more resources. I think that would have made a difference.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio ending his bid. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Candidates with Brett Baer.
I'm not looking at Washington's economy in micro, but it's not any different really than any other state in the far west.
Yeah, no, it's harder to run on an issue than it is on your personal record. And we haven't heard a whole lot about the Governor Inslee's record. As Britt was saying, it's actually not particularly good when it comes to the issue of environmental regulations and getting what he's wanted passed through the legislature.
Subscribe now to The Candidates with Brett Baer wherever you get your podcasts or foxnewspodcasts.com.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else, they're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. We've been talking a lot about guns. We've been talking about what Walmart did about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. We have been talking about what Colt did. And they said there is a glut in the marketplace. Do you believe them? Do you not believe them? I'll be honest with you. I don't know who to believe. They call it a suspension. And the CEO said in his statement that they are not ending production. They are simply suspending production. Reaction to that? Tell you what, let's do it. Let's check in with a guy that knows a lot about guns. He is Tim Macy, Gun Owners of America. His reaction to the Colt announcement yesterday.
Well, from everything I've seen about it, it looks to be strictly a business decision. If you're not selling a product, or you have a ton of products on the shelves that have not been sold yet, suspending manufacturing of their particular rifle seems just like smart business to me. I don't think it has anything to do with them trying to make a statement, political statement at all. I think it's strictly business from what I read, and I think that's exactly what it is. So the idea that they're stopping production because of some political motivation, I just don't see it.
Tim, let me ask you. I've always been told that the AR-15 is one of the most popular weapons out there. Are you trying to tell me people are not taking these off the shelf and buying them?
Well, the reality is it is probably the most popular firearm for the last several years. And because of that, there's been tons and tons of them sold all over America. And what happens when things like that go on, I'll give you a different example in a second. Everybody starts manufacturing them. All kinds of new manufactured AR-style rifles have come out over the last, 8 or 10 years from different companies. That longtime companies like Smith & Wesson came out with their version, and smaller companies, mom-and-pop shops, actually started manufacturing the guns and selling them and became new gun manufacturers. So it isn't that the only thing that's changed is that there are so many on the market now, different types and different price ranges. That's what's hurt Colt in this, is because their price for their gun has been beat probably by better than half by some of these other companies on price point. So when you're in that situation, you either figure out how to manufacture them cheaper or you go out of business. You know, you just manufacturing, selling a gun that's cost twice as much as others that are sitting there on the shelves just makes it tough on Colt.
Let me ask you, and this goes to the Walmart decision that they made a month or so ago, relative, you know, in the wake of what happened in El Paso, that they are, for all intents and purposes, getting out of at least most of its gun business, including some of the ammo. Can you talk a little bit about what Walmart did, and was it business based or was it politically based?
I think in that instance, it's political based, because they're losing market share just by discontinuing sales of 223 ammunition. And the only place they were selling handguns in anywhere was in Alaska. They've decided to stop selling handguns in Alaska. They were not selling them in the lower states. They've stopped, they want to quit selling the ammunition for AR-style rifles. And they also have asked for their customers to not open carry in their stores. They've said that they can conceal carry, but they don't want them open carrying in their stores. This partial, what they, I guess they think is some sort of a Band-Aid idea to the problem, doesn't make sense to me, because if they wanted their customers to be really safe, they would do like every place else in the country, have any kind of carry that's legal be legal there, because as you and I both know, almost every instance of a mass shooting in America is in a gun-free zone. So why make themselves look like they're a partial gun-free zone? Why limit sales of firearms to their customers or ammunition to their customers if it's not like being a little bit pregnant. They either are pro Second Amendment or they're not. And if you're pro Second Amendment, you should be doing what you can to keep the Second Amendment intact and not be partially giving in to the other side. Because as you and I both know, Kevin, the other side takes every inch they can and then asks for more constantly.
Again, Tim Macy joining us from Gun Owners of America. You know, I had hoped that if Walmart was going to take this stance, the idea of no open carry in their stores, that they would certainly replace these 60 weapons on their hip like armed security. They didn't do that, though. Did that surprise you?
That would be one thing they could do. I don't know that I'm up for them getting rid of their greeters. They seem like the nicest people on the planet, but adding security might be one thing they could do. What's funny is they have free security when they have concealed carry or open carry holders shopping in their stores, so they wouldn't have to spend a bunch of money for their own personal security, but that would be one option. You know, it amazes me. I mean, we should all start every conversation with the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So Walmart's basically saying that some infringements are okay, even though that's not how the Second Amendment reads, and people need to take that into account when they're doing their shopping. It's like Dick's Sporting Goods. I haven't been in a Dick's Sporting Goods since they announced their no gun sales decision, and I hope all of Second Amendment and constitutional loving Americans take heed to what Dick's did and shop somewhere else. They need to feel the heat when they turn on our country and our Constitution and want us to lay down and give up everything.
Well, and the same can be said of Walmart, Dick's Sporting Goods, that people, when they went in there to buy weapons, to buy ammo, they also bought other stuff in other parts of the stores. Sports jerseys, memorabilia, different things like that. There, somebody like you that's not going into a Dick's Sporting Goods, you're not going to be buying jerseys. You're not going to be buying anything because you're not going to be going there. Is there any evidence
that... I love to fish.
Oh, there you go.
And Dick's has a fishing department. They lost my business on the fishing end of things also.
Okay, I want to ask you, you talk with gun store owners all across the country. This had to be the best day of their lives when their number one competitor essentially went out of the business of selling guns and ammo. Is there any evidence that there's been a spike of a mom and pop gun store owners that they're suddenly dancing a jig because their number one competitor is out of business?
Well, everybody benefits when on the guns, the pro-gun side of things in the industry, when Congress or a president or umpteen Democrat presidential candidates talking about coming to take your guns away, gun sales, ammunition sales generally go up. I would say based on the Democrat debate the other day where people like ex-congressmen and hopefully ex-everything, Beto O'Rourke says he's coming to take your guns, your ARs. Usually that means gun sales go up. So I'd say that the Walmart thing probably is playing less in people's minds than the fact that government, right now, Congress is debating, you know, what should we do? What can we do? And historically, when that happens, what they do is the wrong thing, not the right thing. So that's what we're fighting right now, is making sure that the Congress doesn't.
Let me just ask you, you spend a lot of money in advertising for candidates around the country. You've spent a lot of money right here in the state of Nevada. And I got to ask you the question, will that Beto O'Rourke clip where he says, heck yes, we're going to confiscate, you know, your AR-15s and your AK-47s, will that little clip make it into most of the advertising you do from here on out in 2020?
Well, certainly it'll get a lot of play, but, you know, we're not done yet with stupid statements by Democrat presidential candidates, so there'll probably be even more we can use.
I absolutely love that, but how Beto O'Rourke could do that and do it so emphatically, and to where he could do it in about 7 seconds so it could fit into a political ad, is just absolutely beyond me.
What's hilarious is Chuck Schumer's running out there trying to make sure that he tells everybody no other Democrat that he's talked to thought Beto's statement was anywhere near accurate. At the same time, half the other Democrat presidential candidates are going out there and congratulating O'Rourke for what he said. So there's a little disconnect here with Chuck Schumer and
Chuck,
the Democrat candidates.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of consensus on this. Again, Tim Macy joining us from Gun Owners of America. Will the Second Amendment be on the ballot in November of 2020, not just at the presidential level, but locally and assembly races and state Senate races and congressional races?
I think absolutely it will be on the ballot in every race in the country. We have candidates calling, begging to get our questionnaires right now so they can fill them out and make sure we know where they stand on the Second Amendment. But we're in primary season coming up, and the difference between primary season and general election is in primaries, everybody is pro Second Amendment on the Republican side. Among the Democrats, it's tougher to find them, but on the Republican side, everybody's pro gun. But in the general, that's where you find out who just said what you wanted to hear in the primary and who didn't. That'll be the difference.
In a final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about the Democrats and Joe Manchin and different folks who have come out very forcefully and saying the House bills as passed, there were three of them that passed last week, will not become law. Is there anything you have seen out there, Manchin, Toomey, or anything like that that you've seen that might be okay?
Let me go back to a previous statement. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That covers a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Every one of these statements that they make, or especially when they're trying to say it doesn't hurt gun ownership, this has nothing to do with hunting and all these things, meaningless statements, because the proof is in the language of the legislation. I mean, we even have our own Attorney General, Republican Attorney General Bill Barr, putting out a statement saying that he's got some, you know, that here's a bill that he wants to push to clean up background checks and make them better, and that will not increase background checks on anybody but gun sales, basically through stores. Well, it's not true. And the problem we have with the whole background check system is it actually helps the government come up with a backdoor gun registration. And ATF historically has always been stopped from gathering information on the 4473 forms on background checks so that they cannot build a registry. The only thing is that they're not living by that law. They're actually going into gun stores and photocopying 4473 forms in gun stores and keeping that information. That's background check information that the ATF is keeping right now.
And that's gun registration. That's gun registration, right?
Absolutely, gun registration.
Hey,
places like California that want you to give a fingerprint and everything else that you do before you can even buy a box of ammunition. What do you think that's for? That is gun registration in a backdoor way. They find out what bullets you're buying. You're not buying bullets if you don't own the gun.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, it's always good to visit with you. If folks want to know more about Gun Owners of America, if they want to become a member, how do they do it?
Go on gunowners.com. And sign up. It's super easy online. Also, make sure they register to get our alerts. I said gunowners.com, gunowners.org. And definitely sign up for the alerts so you can keep track of what's going on, especially right now in Congress, because there's so many proposals out there right now. And our biggest concern isn't the Democrats. We know they want to vote for everything they can get. Republicans are where we're fighting the battle right now to keep them from giving away our freedoms based on we've got to do something. There are things they can do. They're just not doing them right now.
That's Tim Macy from Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. That's where you can find it, gunowners.org. We need to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll get some calls on our wall-to-wall free-for-all, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Your call's coming up next, live and local, now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
This coming Tuesday is National Voter Registration Day, and we need volunteers to help register Republican voters. Next Tuesday, on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. For further details, go to clarkcountyrepublicans.org. Help save our beautiful state. Please, join the fight. Volunteer to register voters this coming Tuesday, September 24th. Details at clarkcountyrepublicans.org.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all where you call in. You talk about what matters to you. Let's go to Jay. Jay, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hey, Kevin. I just want to say I enjoyed your last guest. He was very knowledgeable about the Second Amendment, and I think it's very important. And one of the key things we can do as a society to make sure that the Second Amendment doesn't go away, and that is repeal the 19th Amendment. If we repeal the 19th Amendment, that will help ensure future posterities that our Second Amendment is not going away.
What would you have us do then? Like in order to not, because the Second Amendment's going to be there.
Yeah, so we got to repeal the 19th Amendment in order to secure the Second Amendment.
I don't have my book. The 19th Amendment is.
Oh, the 19th is allowing women to vote.
Oh my God. Not a lot. Not allowing women to vote, is that the answer? I hope not. Palm Springs. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, since we have a surplus of oil and we're not getting a drop from the Persian Gulf and the tankers are going to Japan, China, and Western Europe, why are we acting like the Hessians? Why are we the mercenaries spending billions and billions to keep the Strait of Hormuz open when Germany, England, France have navies, and they need the oil? What kind of shell game is going on under this empire we're under instead of the republic, when Hawaii should get its sovereignty back and America should bring all its troops home onto mainland soil, and we should get out of all the foreign bases and stop wasting all this money being the Hessians of the world right now for Red China?
Well, I'll tell you what. The answer is very simple. And all you have to do is look at Iraq and Syria and ISIS. If you take America, and I'm not sure, I'm not saying we have to be the world's policeman. I am saying, though, that when you create a void of civility, you are allowing people like ISIS to rear their ugly head. Now, if that suits you, and you want to see the world in chaos, then that's the quickest way to do it. We are out there not to be the policemen of the world, but to create some sort of order, if you will. Absent that, you end up with chaos. Sorry about that, but it's true. That's going to do it for today. We are now, by the way, did you see where Bill de Blasio withdrew from the presidential race? Yeah. One less Democrat. Another one bites the dust. We'll have to get that ready for next week. We may have more Democrats who decide that they have absolutely zero chance of winning and becoming the Democrat nominee. Hope you have a great weekend. Till we join you next Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.